Project Manager Side Hustles as Home Inspector. That's the title of today's episode. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host, and welcome as well to Throwback Thursday, a weekly segment where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, let's see, last week we heard from a tech employee who moonlights as a freelance copy editor and proofreader. She was doing everything from technical writing and proofreading to marriage proposal proofreading. So quite a range there. Today in our latest feature, we'll hear from that project manager in the construction industry who has a side hustle as a home inspector. This second job earns several thousand dollars a month. He had to get certified, of course. He'll talk a bit about that. And then the fun thing about getting certified is it's kind of a pain to go through it, but it's also kind of a gatekeeping process. You have to jump through these hoops and such. But then once you're on the other side of it, then you have the ability to do something that lots of other people can't do. So that can, in some cases, be lucrative. So what's happened since we first heard from Patrick? Let's hear directly from him now. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Four years ago, my life was vastly different. As a project manager in the construction industry, my daily routine consisted of overseeing building projects, coordinating with multiple teams, and keeping a hawk's eye on, you know, deadlines and budgets. I had a good salary, a great team, but there was a slight itch I couldn't seem to shake off. I really wanted to create something of my own, at least, you know, part-time. So I started looking for opportunities to utilize my skills and experience outside of my job. And the idea of a part-time home inspection business came to mind. I knew homes, their structures, their possible weaknesses, and I was accustomed to spotting even small details that could be potential problems. It seemed like a natural fit. I spent my spare time studying to pass the National Home Inspector Exam. Alongside, I also started networking with real estate agents and attending local property seminars. I vividly remember my first job. A beautiful colonial home owned by a friend of mine. I was nervous, but I knew my stuff. I spent hours inspecting, more time than was necessary, and by the end of it, I had a detailed report with a handful of potential issues that needed to be addressed. They were incredibly thankful and promised to recommend me to others. Gradually, those referrals began to trickle in, and my calendar started to fill up. I soon discovered that the real estate industry has peak seasons, especially spring and early summer. During these periods, my phone wouldn't stop ringing, and I would often find myself inspecting multiple homes a day, earning well above my average of $3,000 per month. However, managing a full-time job and a side hustle was not without challenges. It took strategic planning, time management, and setting clear boundaries to keep my commitments from overlapping. For clients who need inspections done during prime work hours, I had to pass on the opportunity. Another key insight was realizing that as an inspector, I was in a position of trust. I was assessing people's potential homes, and my judgment had serious financial implications for them. So, being honest, thorough, and transparent in my reports was vital. It's a responsibility I take very seriously. Today, my side hustle as a home inspector isn't just a business for me. It's a journey that's made me an entrepreneur, taught me the value of my skills, and given me a new perspective on work-life balance. For anyone looking to start their side hustle, I'd say find where your skills can solve a problem. Be prepared to learn continuously and don't underestimate the power of trust and the quality in your work. It might not be a smooth ride, but it'll be worth it. As Chris always says, don't be afraid to keep trying things.
All right, Patrick, thanks so much. Really appreciate you sharing those updates. As noted, sometimes certification, going through these processes, there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through. But then once you have that certification, you're kind of on the inside. And for home inspections in particular, I imagine so much of that business is done through referral. So it's the kind of thing where once you get it set up, it's not passive income, obviously, because you have to do the work. But the referral process, the client acquisition process can be somewhat passive. So that's definitely an advantage to that particular business. Anyway, listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories, actually coming up on 2,500 total episodes soon. So that's fun. That's exciting. Thanks for being a huge part of it. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. If you've got feedback in today's notes, SideHustleSchool.com/2385. All right. That's it for now. Much more is coming up. My name's Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.